Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Bajaj Finserv chairman Sanjeev Bajaj has put to rest the question of whether the group will turn into a bank. In an exclusive interview to Lata Venkatesh, Bajaj said that the law simply bars business houses from holding banking licenses. In a wide-ranging conversation, Bajaj also reflects on what truly drives him, how he felt about not getting the group flagship Bajaj Auto, and his view on opportunities in the rapidly expanding financial services sector. On banking, also read Manish M. Suvana's piece on why Indian banks are likely to face increasing competition from non-bank sources in meeting funding requirements of the commercial sector in the year ahead. He also writes that Indian banks significantly cleaned up their balance sheets in 2024 to 2025, with gross non-performing assets declining sharply across bank groups, even as foreign banks reduced their India footprint in the last few months as part of a global realignment. US firms significantly accelerated GCC expansion in India in 2025, with the number of new centers rising by 45% compared to the previous year. The outlook for 2026 on that front looks strong, writes Rishabh Shaw. Markets regulator SEBI is considering making it mandatory for target companies, even during hostile takeovers, to share key details with acquirers during open offers, reports Brajesh Kumar. The proposed change, part of a broader review of takeover regulations by SEBI, aims to fix a long-standing asymmetry where acquirers often struggle to access even basic information. India is exploring a semi-floating rupee-ruble exchange rate, potentially fixed monthly, to boost bilateral trade and reduce currency conversion costs, reports Adrija Chatterjee. This move aims to boost trade momentum and reduce currency conversion costs. India's logistics boom is drawing fresh investments. Blackstone's Horizon Industrial Parks has raised $200 million in pre-IPO funding from State Bank of India, R.K. Damani and others, reports Swaraj Singh Danjal. The company is set to file its draft IPO papers with SEBI to raise around $300 million, taking its total fundraising target to $500 million. The way India measures its economy is getting a refresh. The new GDP series, scheduled for release in February 2026, could undergo another revision in fiscal year 2028, as the government evaluates whether findings from the upcoming debt and investment survey can be incorporated, reports Ishan Gera. This could influence estimates such as gross fixed capital formation, a proxy for investment. As budget season nears, government spending is picking up. Priyansh Verma reports the centre has disbursed 61,000 crore rupees to states under the Special Assistance for Capital Investment Scheme, SASCI, till mid-December, with the union budget pegging SASCI allocation at 1.5 lakh crore rupees for financial year 2026, officials expect the budgeted target to be met. On the deals front, Madhuchanda Day takes a close look at Coforge's bold $2.35 billion bet on Encora. The deal, she writes, could propel Coforge into the top tier of AI-driven enterprise technology services providers. The deal is expected to generate $2 billion in revenue from AI-led engineering, data, and cloud services by FY27, out of a total revenue of $2.5 billion. From ultra-high-value bungalows and sea-facing apartments to marquee penthouses in India's most coveted micro-markets, Ashish Mishra and Shiladitya Pandit take a look at India's costliest residential deals in 2025. And finally, cigarette shops are among the rather unwelcome winners in India's digital payments shift, reports Ishan Gera. UPI transaction volumes at cigarette and tobacco outlets grew more than eightfold between November 2023 and November 2025, highlighting how deeply digital payments have entrenched themselves in small, everyday purchases. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.